Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Shoftim, the Torah tells us all about the mitzvos and halachos of a Jewish king. One of the things the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin, is that a Jewish king may not have too many horses, because if he does have too many horses, he may try and bring Bnei Yisrael back to Egypt to get more horses there. And Hashem absolutely does not want us going back to Egypt. And then in the next Pasuk, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah says, Velo yarbe lo nashim, velo yasur levavo, etc. A king may not have too many wives, so that velo yasur, so that his heart won't turn away from Hashem. And on this Pasuk, the Medrash, in Shmos Rabbah, in Parshas Va'era, in Parsha Vav Piska Aleph, says that Shlomo HaMelech thought that he could outsmart the Torah. Hichkim al gzeirah. The Torah says a king cannot have too many wives, velo yasur, so that they won't sway him to turn away from Hashem. And Shlomo said, Ani arbe velibi lo yasur. I can have many wives, and my heart will not be swayed away from Hashem. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said, and we know that in the end they did sway him. The Torah gave the reason for the Isser to have too many wives, and Shlomo tried to outsmart the Torah, as it were. And the Medrash says that at that moment, when Shlomo tried that, and when he said that, the letter Yud from Velo Yasur, went to God and said, God, didn't you say that not a single letter in the Torah would ever be annulled? Shlomo HaMelech is invalidating me, said the letter Yud. And today it's only me, but tomorrow it will be another letter, and the next day another letter, until one day the entire Torah will be annulled, chas v'shalom. And the Medrash says that Hashem responded to the Yud's complaint and said, Shlomo HaMelech and even 1,000 more Shlomo HaMelechs can come and go, and I will not allow even a single letter to be annulled. That's the Medrash, and it's a very powerful lesson about the deep and timeless wisdom of the Torah. Even when we think we understand why this mitzvah or why this Isser is given in the Torah, even when the Torah itself gives us the reason for that mitzvah, still we can never outsmart the Torah, so to speak. We must follow the letter and the spirit of every single letter in the Torah and never think that we know more than the Torah. And there's so much to say on this topic, but I want to ask a question on the Medrash that many Mefarshim ask. Why was it only the letter Yud that protested Shlomo's attempt to circumvent the Torah? Why was it only the letter Yud from Velo Yasur Levavo that objected to Shlomo's thought process? There are many, many letters that Shlomo try to uproot, so to speak. So as I said, many Mefarshim address this question. One beautiful explanation comes from Rav Shimon Schwab, the Rav of the Yeki community in Washington Heights in New York, who died in 1995. He talks about this on our Pasuk in his Sefer on the Chumash Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, and he says the following beautiful idea. Shlomo HaMelech was not trying to uproot the entire Isser of marrying too many wives, but since the Torah gave the reason for not marrying too many wives, velo yasur levavo, he said the following. For most people, for most kings, too many wives, especially the kinds of wives that Shlomo was marrying, could sway a king away from Hashem, God forbid. Shlomo knew that, but Shlomo knew also that he wrote Shir HaShirim, a sefer in Tanakh that the Mishnah in Maseches Yadayim in Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei calls Kodesh Kadashim, the Holy of Holies. It's the only sefer in all of Tanakh that gets that description. It's Kodesh Kadashim, and it's all about the special love that Hashem has for us and that we have for Him. And it's shrouded in a mashal of the love that a man and a woman have for each other. So Shlomo said, "I wrote Shir HaShirim. My love for Hashem is so deep, so committed, that this Isser of marrying too many wives doesn't apply to me. It is a real mitzvah, of course, but the Torah gave a reason for this mitzvah, and the reason, said Shlomo, does not apply to me." And that's how Shlomo read the Pasuk. A king may not have too many wives, velo yasur levavo, so that he, that other king, may not have his heart swayed. And that's the letter Yud. It's the letter Yud in Velo Yasur that refers grammatically to someone else. Shlomo HaMelech said, the Torah doesn't say velo sasur levavo, so that your heart not get swayed. It says velo yasur levavo, his heart. It's talking about someone else. It's not talking about me. It's not going to happen to me. And that is why the Yud specifically got up and complained. It was that letter that highlights Shlomo's thinking. It applies to somebody else, not to me. But we know, of course, that that is not true, even when we think we understand something. And that's fine to try and understand. But even when we think we understand the mitzvah in the Torah, that cannot impact our observance of that mitzvah. Every mitzvah in the Torah is true, and so is every letter. And we must not even try to change even one letter in the Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone!